Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Baritone crooner Dick Hames was one of the best ballad singers of the 1940s and one of the era's biggest stars. However, it's hard to talk about Hames without comparing him to the even bigger star from the era, Frank Sinatra. After all, Hames was Sinatra's replacement singer in the big bands of both Harry James and Tommy Dorsey. And he even had a late career comeback on Capitol Records, just like his counterpart, Sinatra. This hour, we'll explore the career of Dick Hames, hearing some of his most well-known songs like You'll Never Know, Little White Lies, and It Might As Well Be Spring. It's Dick Hames, Sinatra's Shadow, coming up next on Afterglow.
Each time I look at you is like the first time. Each time you're near me, the thrill is new. And there is nothing that I wouldn't do for the rare delight of the sight of you. The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows with every sigh. I become more mad about you. More lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you.
Shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. One magic moment and my heart seemed to know that love said hello, though not a word was spoken. One and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look, and I had found my future at last. One look, and I had found a world completely new. When love walked in with you, one completely new when love walked in with you. When love walked in with you. When love walked in with you.
Dick Ames performing two songs from his Capitol recordings of the 1950s. We just heard Gershwin's Love Walked In from the 1955 album Rain or Shine, and before that, Harry Warren and Mack Gordon's song The More I See You from the 1956 record Moon Dreams. Hames was actually the very first singer to perform The More I See You more than a decade earlier, back in 1945, when he co-starred in the film Diamond Horseshoe. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. This hour, we're taking a look at the music of singer Dick Hames, a baritone crooner who had success as both a big band singer and a solo artist in the 1940s and 1950s. Hames may not be as well known today as other singers from this era, but he was a huge star back in the 1940s. Writer Will Friedwald calls him, quote, without a doubt, one of the best ballad singers ever heard in American popular music, end quote. In many ways, Dick Hames was the shadow to Frank Sinatra, possessing a career that strangely paralleled Sinatra's for about two decades. To illustrate what I mean, let's start with this lovely piece of audio. It's an air check from September 3rd, 1942 in New York City, and the final concert of Frank Sinatra with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, right before Sinatra broke off on his own as a solo singer. At the beginning of this song, we'll hear Sinatra and Dorsey talking. I'll follow this song up with a performance from Dick Hames 1 month later, also with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. But first, here's Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey with their final performance of The Song Is You on Afterglow.
After tonight, he's going to be strictly on his own. And Frank, I want to tell you that everyone in the band wishes you the best of luck.
Thanks, Mac, and I'd like to say that I'm going to miss all you guys after kicking around for 3 years. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet the boy who's going to take my place as the vocalist with Tommy in the band. He's a fine guy, a wonderful singer, and he was good enough for Harry James and Benny Goodman, and that's really saying plenty. Folks, I'd like you to meet Dick Hames.
Well, Frank, I don't know if anyone can really take your place with this band, but I'm going to be in there trying. You can bet on that. As for you, well, I know that you'll be knocking them dead on your own hook.
I agree with you there, Dick, and thanks a lot, Dick Hames. Frank, before you hit the road, how about one more song just for Auld Lang Syne?
That's all right with me, Tom. Give me the beat on our arrangement of The Song Is You, and I'll see what I can do with it.
Beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away.
Thank you.
mist on the meadow is drifting away. For it's daybreak, the sun's in the sky now, and flowers break through their blanket of dew. Sunrise, how lovely it seems to see from my window a sky full of dreams. As the white clouds sail on through the blue, at daybreak I daydream of
Dick Hames with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra in October of 1942, performing Daybreak. That was originally an instrumental number from Fairdy Girl Faye's Mississippi Suite, later given lyrics by Harold Adamson. And Frank Sinatra had even performed that same song with Dorsey about 3 months earlier in 1942. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra from his very final performance with the Dorsey Orchestra in September of that same year. We also heard the live passing of the baton that occurred between Sinatra and Hames, just as Sinatra was leaving Dorsey's band for greener pastures. This wasn't the first time that Dick Hames followed in Frank Sinatra's footsteps, but let's back up a bit. While Dick Hames had the look of an All-American, he was actually born in Argentina in 1918. He was raised by his mother in both Europe and the United States, and when he was a teenager, he kicked around Los Angeles for a few years, taking on gigs as a radio singer and a Hollywood stuntman. He was trying to make his way as an aspiring songwriter, and as it turns out, his brother Bob would end up being the songwriter in the family. Bob Hames is known for penning the jazz standard That's All. Dick Hames finally made his way onto the radar of bandleader Harry James, but not as a songwriter, rather a singer. James was struggling after the loss of his vocalist, Frank Sinatra. Hames was brought in to fill the vacancy, and they worked together for 2 years. In 1941, they entered the recording studio to cut a few tracks for Columbia Records. Let's hear two songs from Hames and James right now. We'll start with their biggest hit together, a 1941 recording of I'll Get By, As Long As I Have You, which only became a hit in 1944, when it was re-released after being featured in the wartime film Follow the Boys. Here's Dick Hames and Harry James with I'll Get By on Afterglow.
I'll get by as I have you. There may be rain and darkness too. I won't complain, I'll see it through. Poverty may come to me, it's true, but what care I, say I'll get by as long as I have you. Thank you. Liberty may come to me, it's true. But what care I, say I'll get by. Tenderly, I loved you so. We were in ecstasy. I wished upon a star, but I reached too far. This is my lament to love. The night we met, you promised to be true. I can't forget the thrill of loving you. The dreams that we had planned were all made of sand. This is my lament to love. Never before, never have I been so sad and blue. Wondering what to do, wondering why you said goodbye to romance. My darling, the lonely night still finds me here alone. There is no light to guide my footsteps home. I only pray that you will come back someday, ending my lament to love. Footsteps home. I only pray that you will come back someday, ending my lament to love.
Lament to Love, a song written by a young Mel Torme. And before that, the wartime number one hit I'll Get By, both featuring singer Dick Haymes and the Harry James Orchestra. Dick Haymes left Harry James in April of 1942 when Benny Goodman came calling. It was a short arrangement. By the end of 1942, he left Goodman for Dorsey's Orchestra, again replacing Frank Sinatra. Due to the recording ban of 1942, very little of his time with Dorsey was documented on wax, besides a handful of air checks, which we heard from earlier. However, Haymes did record with Goodman in a session for Columbia Records just before the recording ban went into effect. I'll play one track from that session now. It's a song that was originally recorded by Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey, also in 1942. Here's Benny Goodman and Dick Haymes with Take Me on Afterglow. Thank you.
as if you'll take me. I want you to make me a part of your heart. Hold me, I dreamed you would hold me. Now really enfold me. Say we'll never part. I have to give, I want to give to you, and as long as I shall live, I'll only live for you. Take me and never forsake me. My darling, please take me and make me your own.
The Rube Bloom and Mac David song Take Me, originally sung by Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey, and performed there in 1942 by Sinatra's shadow, Dick Hames, with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. The careers of Frank Sinatra and Dick Hames paralleled one another in interesting ways. For instance, Sinatra wasn't the only one who had a high-profile and tumultuous marriage to a film star in the early 1950s. For Sinatra, it was Ava Gardner. But for Dick Hames, it was Rita Hayworth. A much more successful partnership for Hames was with singer Helen Forrest. It wasn't a romantic relationship, it was strictly musical, but it was one that lasted for several years, many recording sessions, and even more radio broadcasts. We'll start with a top 10 hit for the pair in 1944. Hames and Forrest had the highest charting version of the song Long Ago and Far Away in 1944, beating out competing versions by Bing Crosby, Joe Stafford, and Perry Como. The song, by Jerome Kern and Ira Gershwin, was from the 1944 film Cover Girl, a film which actually featured Hames' future wife, Rita Hayworth. Here's Dick Hames and Helen Forrest for Decca Records in 1944 with Long Ago and Far Away on Afterglow.
Just one look and then I knew. dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Suspecting things, people will say we're in love. Don't praise my charm too much.
Now don't look so vain at me.
Vain. You mustn't stand in the rain with me.
People will say you're in love. They're only jealous.
Don't take my arm too much.
Don't keep your hand in mine.
Your hand feels so grand in mine.
Oh, it does. Gee, thanks a lot.
People will say you're in love.
Oh, don't dance all night with me till the stars fade from above.
They'll see it's all right with me.
People will say.
From a radio broadcast in April of 1946, that was Dick Hames and Helen Forrest with the Rodgers and Hammerstein song, People Will Say We're in Love. Before that, we heard the pair with their 1944 hit, Long Ago and Far Away, by Jerome Kern and Ira Gershwin. We'll hear more from Dick Hames after a short break. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prowl Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at the career of singer Dick Hames this hour, a performer whose career shadowed Frank Sinatra's in many ways. In one respect, though, Hames anticipated Sinatra. Sinatra began his partnership with arranger Gordon Jenkins in 1957. They worked together through the 60s, 70s, and 80s, collaborating on albums like Where Are You, September of My Years, and She Shot Me Down. They even won a Grammy together in 1966 for the song It Was a Very Good Year. But before Jenkins became Sinatra's go-to arranger, he worked closely with Dick Hames on Decca Records for much of the 1940s. Jenkins began to develop his style with Hames, turning older ballads into tender and moving numbers with lush string arrangements. The two turned out hits together in the mid-1940s, including songs like How Are Things in Glockamora and Hames' biggest hit, Little White Lies. First, here's Dick Hames and Gordon Jenkins with their 1947 interpretation of the old ballad, What'll I Do, on Afterglow.
What'll I do when you are far away and I'm blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to. When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do?
The 1947 gold record Little White Lies, performed by Dick Hames with an arrangement by Gordon Jenkins. Before that, we heard Hames and Jenkins with What'll I Do? Interesting fact about Little White Lies, it was evidently a favorite recording of both John Lennon and Paul McCartney, and this common ground was one of the things that brought them together as teenagers. Like Sinatra and many singers from this era, Dick Hames also found some success on the silver screen. He starred in the film version of Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical State Fair, as well as other hits from the 40s like Diamond Horseshoe and One Touch of Venus. Even when he wasn't in the film, Hames was part of the Hollywood system. Many of his hit songs from the 1940s were signature songs from films. Here now are two film songs from Hames. The first one from the 1943 film Hello, Frisco, Hello, starring Alice Faye. Hames was not in this film, but he turned the film's song, You'll Never Know, into a hit that same year. The song later went on to win an Academy Award for songwriters Harry Warren and Mack Gordon. Here's Dick Hames with his number one hit, You'll Never Know, on Afterglow.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away in my heart. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't. Speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't.
As a willow in a windstorm, I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as dizzy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. Still I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
From the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical State Fair, that was It Might As Well Be Spring, sung by Dick Hames. Hames starred in the 1945 film version of this musical, and he had a hit with that song that same year. But this version came from his 1955 Capitol recording titled Rain or Shine. Before that, we heard one of Hames' biggest hits, the Academy Award-winning song You'll Never Know, from 1943. Hames' star faded in the 1950s. He was plagued by a messy divorce and even had some trouble with immigration services due to his Argentinian birth. Hames never regained the fame he had during the war. But much like Sinatra, who was also fading around this time, Hames' musical career had a brief uptick in the late 1950s when he recorded for Capitol Records. The two records he made for Capitol, which featured clarinetist Jimmy Giuffre, were able to showcase why he was one of the era's best ballad singers, and they remain his best recordings. I'll close off this show with two tracks from Hames' second album, Moon Dreams, beginning with Hoagie Carmichael's Skylark on Afterglow.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane? And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as the will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you leave me there? Thank you. someday. When I'm awfully low and the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight, oh, but you're lovely. With your smile so warm and your cheek so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you. Just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart. And that silly laugh that wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart. Lovely. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way.
Dick Hames for Capitol Records in 1956, performing The Way You Look Tonight and Skylark. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee, located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant. Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iheartsoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.